Oh, it is a blessed night.
Oh, a blessed night indeed.
Welcome back to the podcast. Hey, happy April 20th, everyone. Happy 420.
420 BBs.
In the year 2020. You can't see this, but I am wearing a face mask.
It's double 420. And it's double 420, my bad.
Yeah, you can already, if you don't already know, Donovan smoked up just a little teeny bit.
I got my supply back, baby. Yeah. I've been sober for 3 weeks prior to this podcast episode.
Yeah, and talk about that amazing clutch that our last-minute dealer came in with.
I'm not going to say his name because I respect him. He's actually, honestly, one of my better dealers. So I appreciate him very much.
That's why I avoided saying his name.
Mm-hmm. But he definitely came in clutch because I was originally supposed to get it last night. I'll be honest. I was originally supposed to get it last night. But he ran out. And he just got his hookup like 2 hours before texting me. So
we just came back from Jack in the Crack.
Well, we've been here actually. A little bit longer than just been here.
Yeah.
We just got back.
Well, I mean, we went to Jack in the Crack once, but then we had to
come back just because we thought the guy was going to be here beforehand.
Yeah.
Which we were right.
It was kind of just so I can improve my backwards driving skills. I back out of drive through so well. Like, don't even test me, boy.
You can't drive through them, though.
You're right. I scrape my wheel on the fucking drive-through like curb. I was arguing how Arby's curly fries are better than Jack in the Crack.
Which they aren't.
That's up for debate. Yeah.
Does Arby's have a meal with cheese curly or with curly fries? Huh?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are they part of meals or is it its actual own meal of just curly fries?
Oh, they're a part of meals.
Yeah, see, that's where Jack in the Box got you messed up. They got the munchie meal, $5 jalapeno cheese, and curly fries.
But does Jack in the Crack have their curly fries out in stores?
No.
Arby's does.
Yeah, but that's how you know they're frozen.
And how do you not know that Jack in the Cracks aren't frozen?
You don't know, but we definitely know that Arby's are. Because they're selling it in frozen packets. And if it tastes just like the original, you know that's what they sell in at the store.
They're all processed. They're fucking potatoes, dude.
Potatoes. I am very high.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm getting secondhand high because, like, whatever smoke is, like, trapped in my face mask.
Oh, yeah, you're breathing it in.
Yeah.
You're going to get a slight buzz, brother, probably. I don't know. I don't know how much got into your mask.
Dude, what's this month been like? Because I remember I was complaining about the Rona, pretty much a month ago, saying that I hope that people who hoard toilet paper die. And even though the Rona is getting more severe, I still hope that the people who decide to hoard toilet paper die. Because it's severe, but it's not that bad where you need to fucking hoard toilet paper, you fucking jackass. God. But yeah, what's this month been like for you?
Annoyance.
Work.
And work and just
not being able to get high.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably my escape from all this, from all that shit, you know. It was fuck. That was my train of thought.
Great.
Oh, wait, no, work. It's just that with people just coming in complaining about other people doing the exact same thing that they're doing and just all hypocrisy going on in the workplace and rather not much care. It's very annoying me and makes me feel like shit, but
I've been able to take a very negative situation and try to make something.
I keep thinking JoJo's by your suitcase.
He's not.
I know he's not, but it looks like it from the corner of my eye, and also I'm looking at my stash again.
I'm taking the opportunity. I'm taking this negative outcome and trying to turn it into something positive, because for I mean, I've talked about it a little bit when Jason Boner Nonamacker was on the podcast last, how I was running 5 miles every day. Like, this month, since the beginning of April, I've been running 5 miles, 5+ miles a day, and it's honestly, it feels pretty good. Like, I feel good. Like, that's my escape from all this. Like, I'm taking the time that I probably would never be able to get and just putting it to good use. Plus, I'm kind of brainwashing myself and just thinking, like, if I don't run...
What's that green shit?
What?
What's that green shit?
Weed.
Oh, fuck. I can't believe I've done that.
I don't know. Just...
Hold up. Wait.
If you don't, to explain, I'm, like, dumping little weed things in his fucking...
Pipe. Rather than waste it, I want to smoke it.
Now, I'm going to, I'm going to vent a little bit. We were planned to have a guest on tonight.
I would laugh if she just texts right now.
And I do not care if she does text, because I'm not going to cut it out. I will, like, all right. For about the past couple weeks, I've been trying to get one of our very first guests on here. Her name is Rosemary, if you don't remember. I talked about her a few times in the podcast. We were planning on doing a phone interview tonight, but... she has not been responding, and she's actually been actively ignoring us. So, if you're listening, Rosemary, I know what you're up to. Fuck you, okay? The gig's up. I know exactly what's going on, all right? I know you're ignoring me, so you're being a piece of shit for that. But, hey, it's fine. It's whatever, man. I'm upset, dude. Like,
I'm upset.
This is literally like the third time she's done this. We try to do a podcast, and she like comes up with something and says, like, because the last time, I think it was like, I don't know, a week ago, we were supposed to do a podcast, and I was like, do you think we can do it on a Saturday? And she's like, yeah, I think so. And I asked her that day, and she said, or I asked, like, hey, you down to do a podcast? And she said, I'm in Summerlin. And I was so mad, because I was like, your priorities are retarded. Like.
Well, she doesn't prioritize us, though.
What?
Well, she doesn't prioritize us.
When I try to make plans a week in advance, you're goddamn right we're gonna be the priority, okay? Like, unlike if that, okay, here's my thing, right?
All
right, if I try to make plans for at least a week or couple weeks, I think that you owe us, like, okay, I'm gonna try to re-explain this. If we're trying to do a podcast and we try to make plans, and we have plans like week in advance, right? Couple weeks maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, yeah, sure, I'll be down to do it. You better keep your fucking word on that. Because, like, one time you decide not to do it, fine, that's whatever. But when you do it more than once, I really don't fucking take that shit lightly. Like, this is the second time she's flaked out on us. I'm not okay. I'm not okay at all. And if you can't tell, I'm not high. If I were high, I probably wouldn't be talking about this shit. I'd probably be staring off, looking at imaginary rainbows. Okay? No, I'm upset. You're staring at the microphone.
Waiting for you to notice.
You're like going cross-eyed looking at the microphone.
I was literally waiting for you to notice, but also it started to feel weird.
Now, the audience might be wondering, well, you're kind of being a fake-ass bitch for calling her out like this. And I'm like, well, guess what? I'm fucking tired of being stood up, okay? I really am. Like,
we have another person in the house, right?
So, they can hear the truth about this whole fucking situation.
Oh, shit, I'm unscrewing it.
And, like, I didn't actually see how much. If this means that she'll never be on the podcast again, oh, well, she brought it upon herself. Are you all right there?
What?
Oh, you're, like, looking at your grinder.
Yeah, I was looking at the Keef tray.
Okay.
All Relax.
Right. Now, again, audience might be saying to themselves, well, what if her family's, family, la, la. Okay, well, you can at least do me the courtesy of telling me what's going on, right? You can at least say, I'm with my family right now. I can't do this. All right, cool. You know, I wouldn't be making such a big deal out of it. But when you're fucking ignoring me, when I notice you're active on Instagram, but you're not texting me, I get a little bit salty.
I'm just looking at my fucking, like, weed and shit, and then I just see Cameron just, like, thrusting his hand up, like, I would say fucking from our body, say our head's the north and the feet are the south, basically, like, the northwest point of your body.
What the fuck kind of sentence was that?
I was trying to explain in like a way, in a diagonal way. I should have probably just said his right arm at a 45 degree angle. I really could have just said that, but I just thought of this random like compass shit. Because I was just thinking of a oversimplified explaining Civil War.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a little heated right now. I'm apologizing to not only the audience but mostly to you.
Why? I don't get three fucks.
I mean, I know. I can see it in I can see it in your eyes. I can see the red. But I really wanted to, like, there's so many things I wanted to talk about and shit to bring up. You know, just try to like have an entertaining interview, but I can't fucking do that. When Rosemary decides not to be on the podcast and she decides to flake out like she did like last week. You know, if you're wondering why my voice sounds a little weird or muffled, it's because I'm wearing a mask.
My fucking elbow.
Because you can't trust the Rona. Like, the Rona's everywhere. I remember I spoke on the podcast, what, a month ago at least, saying I didn't think the Rona was that bad. Well, I think I take that back now, since we're pretty much on top of the leaderboards of how many, you know, cases we got.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, man. But I did do some, we both did something with this time off, or this kind of time to ourselves. We watched Tiger King.
Oh, yeah, Tiger King.
Tiger, like, dude, that show is fucking crazy. Like, what did you think when you were watching it?
What did I think?
Yeah.
Bro, I was just, at first, I just seen memes. I saw the memes first before I watched it. And I saw all these memes of this fucking, like, dude in mullet, and he's just in, like, glittery pants, and he's like, I am Tiger King, or something like that. Like, doing that shit. And I was just like, what the fuck? Why are all these memes? What is this about? And then I finally.
Yeah, someone's coming downstairs. Yeah.
Anyways, I finally started to watch it, and I understood why. Like, the freaking, the memes and everything. No, you're okay. No, but it was just all the memes about it and everything. It was just so fucking weird just going into it, because I had no idea. And it just caught me so off guard when it was just like, that fucking bitch Carol Baskin shit. And I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Carol Baskin killed her husband. I am never going to financially recover from this.
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
When I saw, like, after seeing that specific episode, I was looking on Instagram, and there was a meme that said, I found my perfect credit card. And it was like,
I saw it too, and it's just, Joe, I will not financially, I cannot financially recover from this.
Dude, that show was great. I mean, like, what was, I think it was episode 4 or 5 where Travis accidentally shot himself. That was a little wild, for sure. Like, that was crazy.
I was up there.
But, like, you gotta be honest, like, there's a lot of, like, it's hard to like many of the people on that show. Like, Joe, I mean, he comes off as, like, really likable at first, but then as you get into it, it's like, this dude is, like, manipulative. He's just, like, he's a meth head. And then you got Jeff, which easily no one fucking like. I hate Jeff. And Doc Antle, he's like a fucking groomer, right? The Bhagavan, friend of God.
Yeah.
What else? Carol Baskin, I hate her the most, easily. Everyone hates her the most. She killed her fucking husband. No doubt. Well, if you wanted them to drool, if you're using perfume, you want to get the tigers to drool. If you want them to actually attack you, you can get the sardine oil. Yeah, all right. So fucking funny. Psycho.
It's like, if I were to, I mean, if someone was to kill you, I love how she corrected herself from saying, if I was to kill you, it'd be.
Laughs about her husband's death. It's like, I can't even fit a hand in the meat grinder. What? What? But
and just, she's a terrible liar.
Oh, but yeah.
She got away with it because there's no evidence.
You know.
Terminates her.
Well, they're investigating it, like, more thoroughly now because of it.
Very nice.
Which I'm really happy about. Like, I mean, she's probably not going to get, anything brought up against her. Mostly because it's hard to find evidence now.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly it's just, like, your words against hers, and it's not much you can do about it. I mean, she's a filthy liar, but, like, there's no evidence. Yep. Fucking bitch. Her riding around on her bike all the time is like, hello, all you cool cats, kittens in there.
Hey, all you cool cats, kittens. Care asking here.
But I'm going to be honest, the newest episode, did you see the newest episode?
Not yet.
Oh. I'm going to be totally honest, it's kind of cringy at some points because, you know, the guy from Community, I forgot his name. I think he's one of the main characters.
Donald Glover, Dr. Kim Young.
No. Skinny white dude, brown hair.
I don't remember.
I feel like his name is John something. John, I don't know. Whatever. Like, he was at, like, all the questions he was asking were just like a bunch of meme questions. And it was just really cringy. Like, he was asking Jeff, well, how many acrylic shirts do you got? Or some shit like that. And it's like, dude, you're going to ask him that, but you're not going to ask him, like, why he's friends with a hitman? Dude. Oh, man. What was that look, man? You're, like, looking, you're like,
I don't even know what I'm thinking about.
See, when you said that there was someone, I didn't know that that's what you meant. I was expecting, like, Tina to come down. I'm like, wait, who?
You didn't expect, like, a different, entirely different person?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, man. So, would you say, actually, Logan's not a simp.
I mean, technically, he really can't because he has relations.
He does have relations.
So, he's technically not a simp because he doesn't, simps usually don't get it at all.
Yeah, I mean, he can't be a simp because he was pretty dirty, damp, and deep with her, you know what I mean?
I don't think he approved of us saying that. That's why I just said relations, man.
Well, I'll take the bullet for it. I mean, like, we're all adults. I don't know why he'd get all pissy about it.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying. I'm also trying to screw this thing back on.
But, like, man, I think what's kind of sad about this situation is, like, sometimes I just want to play GTA or Red Dead, you know, when it works. Just want to get the boys back just to fuck around because on the low, my businesses are, like, stockpiled with supply product and I need to sell them. But that's just putting that out there.
That is the ultimate way of saying, hey, I need you fucks to help me.
No, but...
just sell your nightclub, that's it. Your nightclub's the easiest because you can one person sell it.
Well, I don't got a lot of money on my nightclub, but...
Not even, like, supply-wise and product-wise?
Weak. But, you know, he's a big boy now. He's talking to his homegirl. That's what we'll call her, I guess, right? Homegirl?
Yeah. Anyways, continue the podcast. I gotta go talk to her for a second.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna get too in detail about the whole situation with his homegirl, but I guess it's just kind of a way for me to realize, you know, we're all growing up. Donovan's has a job. I'm in college. Hopefully I won't fail out of my classes because that would fucking suck. Logan, he's in his relationship. And he's, you know, he's trying to make it work. And that's something I can respect. He's definitely not, you know, he's not really there as much. And I can understand that. But, I mean, there's always a few limits in that kind of sense. Like, when I was in a relationship, I mean, my girlfriend was there in the city, you know, less than 2 miles away. So it was, like, easier access to hang out and, like, just be busy. But I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into that whole can of worms. But what porn you looking up there?
It's not porn at all.
What was that you showed me earlier, by the way?
Like I said, I asked your opinions on some certain stuff about what he finds more attractive. And then I showed you the video, and I got a reaction out of it.
Did you expect me to say I like it when I feel the panties are wet?
Honestly, no.
You had two different videos lined up or some shit?
Yeah.
For either response?
Yeah.
Or were they both gross?
Kind of. Because you got people sexually attracted to fucking the feet. I wanted to see if you like some weird shit.
Wet panties isn't that weird as fucking feet.
Well, I meant also, you know what I showed you about. I can't describe it. It feels more viscous.
What does that word even mean?
Sticky, like slimy.
You mean it's more like jello?
Yeah.
It's more like man's semen?
I wasn't saying that, but that video just kind of came into question after the first video.
Listen, all right, I like my Arby's beef sandwich nice and pink. I don't like it too messy, but if it is, like, I just hope it's because it's all natural and it hasn't been
preservatives.
It's not been beat up by, you know, a couple of black young lads, couple of brothers.
That's funny.
Would you ever run a train on a chick? I think I asked this before. I know I did. If you were to run a train on a chick with a dude.
Well,
not me, by the way. It would not be me. I mean, we're best bros, but, like, I would never participate in that shit. Like, I don't want to be in a part of a threesome at all.
Yeah,
Like, it, I feel like if you're going to be in a part of a threesome, it has to be with a total stranger.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
Well, honestly, you shouldn't be in... I mean, this is my take. Threesomes should never be with someone that you're going to be, like, in a long-term relationship with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's just... whether, even if it's another girl... it's just weird, because, well, if it's another dude, and you're in a, like, in a long-term relationship with this one chick, I'd get hella jealous and probably start beating the fuck out of the dude, start stabbing him or something, I don't know, but, like.
I mean, you're the one who agreed to it.
Yeah. But, you know, never said, like, it I don't know. She just said it was a good idea, but by the way, I'd never been in a threesome. No. Okay. So, an update on the Rosemary situation. She's still fucking flaking on us. I can't even begin to describe how upset that makes me. But you know what? It's whatever, man. It's whatever. Because I know for a fact she doesn't listen to our fucking podcasts. And if she does, she's totally got it coming to her. And it's like, what the fuck? You're talking all this shit. Ugh. It's like, well, you brought it upon yourself. Okay. Dude. 2020 sucked. Hasn't it?
Sucks so far,
yeah. Yeah. Like. I feel like there's been something that's gone wrong in my personal life for, like, the past 4 months. Like, my grandpa died. I don't know what happened to this girl named Caitlin. Which, by the way, we're probably definitely going to talk about. Because I got some fucking stuff that I needed. Like, we needed, like, got some investigatory shit I need to start bringing up.
Some Carol Baskin type shit.
All the girls I went out with has either, like, straight up stopped talking to me or blocked me. I don't know what the fuck I did. I guess maybe saying hey comes off too strong. You know, the Rona is being pretty shitty. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty rough year already. But hey, we made it to 420. We've only had to go through, you know, a plague near World War III.
Oh yeah, what almost started World War III again?
Trump bombing Iraq.
Really? Oh yeah, because then they're like, we want his head. Any American who can bring his head gets $5 million or something like that.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Now...
I think that's what they said. I don't know.
I'm not really.
I probably got put on a government watch list.
I'm not totally into politics, and I've never been the biggest supporter of Trump, but I've, like, Bernie has caught my heart only because his plan to, like, make college free. Crazy. But the thing is, since he's out of the race, we have Joe Biden, which...
And Joe Biden, the man who doesn't even know where the fuck he is.
He doesn't even know his own name half the time. Like, it's...
It's
depressing. I don't know why they're letting him run. Like, he just goes off on tangents. Like, wacky tangents. Mm-hmm. And at this point, it's like, dude, this is ridiculous.
It's like...
This is the worst... Like, at least Hillary... Crooked
it's
Hillary.
Like the Trump and Hillary elections all over again.
It's worse because this dude doesn't even know what day it is. He doesn't even know his middle name. I don't even know if he has a middle name. He probably thinks he does if he doesn't. This dude's like in a different world, man. I swear. It's like, at this point, it's
he
like.
He sounded so much like a hippie. He's in a different world, man.
At this point, I don't care. I'd much rather have Trump be president again because, hey, we haven't fucking died. So that's good.
We almost died, though.
Yeah, I mean, he almost started World War III. I mean, I don't want to say it's on him, but, like, it was probably his decision to have a bomb dropped on Iraq. I shouldn't be talking about this stuff when I'm not that educated on it. Thank my fucking political science teacher or professor that doesn't, you know, he's an asshole and barely fucking cares about his class. But, yeah. Feel the burn. No longer. If Bernie really tries to run for president next turn, like next election season, it's not even worth it because he's going to be in his 80s. And he's going to be at, he's probably going to be at like Joe's state of mental well-being times 10.
He's going to ask for your financial support and then he's going to jip y'all again.
I am once again keeping all your financial support. Now, I mentioned previously about this girl named Caitlyn. And
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, I guess. No. Well, but the thing is, she isn't transgender. Don't worry. Like, I know. Know for a fact she isn't. Thank God. Not that I have a problem with transgender people. It's just, like, I'm not sexually attracted to you. Donovan's admiring his weed.
There's so much. And it's nice and clean, too. I feel like a kid opening his presents on Christmas.
Definitely seems like it.
Dude, like, I can imagine it, too. Just, like, nice shop, snowy windows. Ah, the days when I wasn't alive.
What? The days when you weren't alive?
Yeah, like old-timey age, like, you know, like, we're talking Scrooge age, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to picture it.
You know, like, the Scrooge, you know, doesn't like Christmas, but, like...
Scrooge.
Yeah. That's his name, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, Scrooge.
I think Ebenezer Scrooge?
Yeah, Ebenezer Scrooge, yes. Yes. Him. Like, imagine, like, in that time area. And just people walking around with their oversized coats and everything in the winter, and you got the kids in the candy shops and everything. It feels like that, and it's amazing.
Okay.
You don't even know where the fuck I am right now.
You're, like, on a different planet, man.
Pretty much. This is good shit. It may also help that I haven't smoked for 3 weeks, so.
Yeah. I kind of miss, like... Man, I really wish I had, like, a 10-milligram edible or something just so I could be like, whew, so I wouldn't have to freak out about Rosemary flaking on us, which, by the way, again, update, she hasn't fucking texted back. So, I deserve a fucking apology from her. By far. I don't give a shit, like, yeah, I talked all this shit. I still deserve a fucking apology for flaking out on us. Enough of that. Now, for me, to avoid getting upset, I want to start to get a little curious, the curious hour. So, I dated this girl for about a month. I think I went on a date with her December 3rd or something. I don't really remember. And it went good. Like, it was like one of the best and only Tinder dates I went on. So, it was a really good date. He's playing with his fucking weed.
It looks so good.
We went out for about a month. And I think for me, I failed to realize what kind of relationship this was going to be. I was hoping it was going to be, like, maybe long-term or, you know, just, like, a real fucking relationship. But based on how we were exchanging fluids every now and then, I started to realize... This doesn't really seem like a very healthy relationship. Maybe I'm perceiving it wrong, but one time, I'm not going to get into this into detail just yet, but She came over one night and she wouldn't leave my house. And I specifically told her, hey, you can't stay over. My mom's not allowing it. We haven't gone out long enough. I have to take you home. And she kept opening her eyes and closing them, so ignoring me. And I was like, fuck this, fuck it. And I went to bed. And I said to my mom, I texted my mom, like, listen, Kaylin's over. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for her to stay over. Like, I wanted her to leave. I'm just as mad as you are. Okay? So don't get on my ass.
Did you still get on your ass?
She was like, it's okay. Just head over to your grandma's after, you know, you take her home. So, like, or something like that, because I had to help my grandma. Plus 100%.
Plus 100% or perception?
Percent. Oh. Respect.
Oh. I want to see the weed inside the jar, okay? I can't see what's over this logo.
Now, without getting really into detail what happened that day, just like we're going to shorten it and say she got really pissed because I told her I had to take her home. She's like, it's like you want me to go home. And it's like, I need you to go home. You're not allowed to be here. Okay. So I take her home. She's crying. I feel bad. I help my grandma. Turns out the fucking neighbor kid helped her out anyway. And I was like, well, all right, this is great. Fucking great. So about a couple weeks goes by. I'm figuring, well, since we had such a shitty day that day, I'm assuming we broke up. Cause that's how breakups work in my head now. She texts me and she's like, hey, Cam, I'm on a run. I'm like, what? Like, I'm just so like out of breath. Like, what the fuck? I thought you were dead. No, I thought we broke up. And she just says, like, I missed you. I'm like, cool. This is some shit. I'm like, I missed you too. It's like, and she asked, do you still want to keep talking? I'm like, sure. I thought you were really mad. I thought we broke up. And she's like, whatever. We hang out one last time, and after that, she hadn't talked to me since. And I just figured that, you know, at that point, it was officially done. And now that we're in quarantine, and I get to focus, like, on more little things, I guess, I get time to just focus on stuff, like, maybe that wasn't that important, because I had so much stuff to focus on, but, like, now... Like, now that schoolwork is, like, a little less insane, I get time to just, like, just think about shit. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about her a lot, and I'm like, what the fuck happened to her? Now, I have some ideas of what could have happened, and there is some merit to them. Like, they do have some supporting evidence. Here is something that you brought up to me once when I talked about it before, and you said, and this is probably the most logical thing, this is the most logical thing, which is, she blocked your phone number, she just didn't block you anywhere else, she just doesn't want to talk to you, and honestly, that's what I believed for the longest time, and I still partially believe that, because it's the easiest to believe, right? Like, it's the most logical thing. Yeah, but if you didn't see, Donovan just, like, stood up, pulled his pants down, farted in the microphone.
Yeah, totally.
No. That's the most logical thing, right? But I also have some other, like, the mask is coming off for this.
This is some Carol Baskin level shit.
Now, I need your input on some of this.
All right.
Well... Part of me is starting to think that her phone is broken, right?
Okay.
And what would you say the probability of that is? Just from me saying that.
Low 20s.
Stephanie. I was hoping that would be Rosemary, but it's fucking not! Woo! Okay. Low 20s?
Yeah, low 20%.
Now, I was, speaking of Stephanie, she FaceTimed me today while I was taking a shit, so, I was talking about it with her, and I was like, what does it look like when someone blocked you, and you're trying to text them? And she said, you know the little delivered sign? That doesn't show up. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of figured that. And that did show up when I tried to text her once. But when I texted her again, it showed up as a text message. Hmm. What does that mean? Does that happen?
Maybe she got a different type of phone.
That also happened. I'm almost certain that happened once when someone had broken their phone. You know, like, I guess it was turned off or something. Hmm. Like, there was this girl I was talking to that I met on Hinge, and the same thing happened. And she texted me again. She said, like, oh, her phone broke and she had to get it fixed, and that's why the delivered thing didn't send, right? Hmm. And that's what, like, I'm starting to think that her phone might be broken. And not only is that that could be a reason, is like the green text message thing, because mm-hmm. maybe like that phone isn't in service anymore or some shit, and I don't know about it. But also, like, I occasionally check her Snap scores, right? For the last 4 months, at least, or like not 4 months, but 2 or 3 months, her Snap score has stayed the exact same number, meaning she has not sent snaps or what I would imagine not even used Snapchat for months.
Maybe she's just done with the app.
Could be. Now, there's also Instagram. I had tried texting her on Instagram, and I know for a fact I'm not blocked, or at least not blocked, right? Because she still follows me, and I still follow her. I can see all her photos and shit. And she hasn't posted a thing since August. Mm-hmm. And she's losing followers. So,
why are you getting all this like seductive, like suspicious look? Like, so
that could be. I feel like that might raise the possibility just a little bit. Again, it's not certain, but it's like, I mean, if her phone wasn't broken, I feel like she would have at least gone through the effort of blocking or, you know, like unadding me on Snapchat, blocking me on Instagram, or, you know, unfollowing me, shit like that. Yes, my mask is off.
No.
Oh, there's red stuff. Yeah, that is because of, like, this, the red stuff.
Yeah.
It's because of, like, this, like, sweat vest I wear, and the zipper irritates my skin.
Okay.
It hurts like a bitch sometimes. But what do you think now?
Or seen anything, I'm pretty sure it's just she's not using apps anymore, and she's actually like maturing or something like that. She doesn't have time for that.
Is it?
That could be a possibility.
Now, I've also checked Facebook, and the last time there's been a post on Facebook was for her birthday, which was a while ago. Now, it's just really strange how, I mean, I also tried to send her a friend request. She hasn't accepted it, so that could be that, but it's just real odd that she wouldn't have tried to block me on those sites, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not like I'm even trying to get back with her. It's just like I want to at least get a response and know she's alive. And that's another thing. Is she alive?
I'm fairly certain she's alive.
Listen, I don't believe she's dead. I don't want to believe she's dead. That would be awful. But that's a very tragic possibility. I feel like it's very low, but that's a possibility.
Because if she died,
we would know about it.
You would definitely be a suspect.
Why would I be a suspect?
Because you're the last one she probably talked to.
Yeah, well, that would be fucking terrifying. If she is dead, listen, I would never kill anyone. Like, I know that sound is super... You know me. I laugh at some fucked up shit, but, like, I don't have it... I don't even want to fucking hurt a dog. How could I fucking kill a human? But... there's also another thing. She said that her parents had taken her to the hospital because she wasn't eating before. Do you think that she's been locked up in the hospital?
Sure.
Because for a few weeks, when we weren't talk, like the last time I saw, we saw each other when she was super pissed at me, she said that when she talked to me a few weeks later, she said that she was in the hospital because her parents saw that she wasn't eating, so.
Well, then she would have her phone at access. She would have her phone.
She doesn't have her phone access at the hospital, apparently. But then again, that's like, that whole hospital situation is really wonky and hard to verify. But, yeah. It's a really weird situation.
I think you're just overthinking everything, and she's actually just perfectly normal and fine. She's just living her own life.
I need closure, damn it. I need closure. Even if it's one sentence saying, I'm alive, fuck you, that's all I need. I'll be happy with that other than, like, her not posting anywhere, her not, you know, responding to me on Snapchat, her phone being mysteriously weird, like...
You sound like a fucking... skeptic, or like conspiracy theorist.
This is my conspiracy theory.
Yes, I'm like, the fucking birds had to do something with it. They did something
to turn the fucking frogs gay.
The birds, I swear, one looked at me. He looked at me.
Dude, there's something not right about this, man. I'm telling you. Shit ain't adding up.
Probably fine. You're overreacting.
It's a social experiment we're gonna have to keep testing out, because I need closure. # give Cameron closure. See, when you send green text to people, does it show a delivered sign?
It's actually kind of funny how we were already talking. I was talking to someone without an iPhone. So. Why are you staring at me like that?
It's only proving my theory, dog.
Dude, I think she's fine.
I'm not saying there's something wrong with her. Like, I'm just saying, like, God damn it, fucking. That was our friend, Logan. Texting us when I was hoping, you know, it'd be your fucking guest.
I don't think our guest's hopping on, man.
It's not happening. I know it's not happening. Like, I fully expected this to happen. Which is, you know, not a good thing for the professional world to, like, say you're going to do things, but then, you know, not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, let's get back to this conspiracy theory. It's not a fucking conspiracy theory, by the way. It's truth.
It's conspiracy theory.
It is truth. God
conspiracy
damn
theory,
it.
Man. You're just fucking overreacting. She's probably fine.
I'm starting to think that her phone might be broken.
I think she's fine. I don't think anything happened to her. All these people are posting about 420. That makes me happy now because I can partake.
And I feel like... Wait, I think her brother is named Abe. I don't remember what her brother's name is, but
Honest Abe.
It'd be really weird for his name to be Abraham, because I don't know if I want to say her last name, but like it sounds like the name of a president. So you pretty much, like, I'm giving it away essentially. So yeah. Dude. What if she's pregnant?
She doesn't get the kid tested, she won't know it's yours.
Those threesomes, man. Could be any of those two dudes. Or whatever. But, like, she's just... It's so concerning because I guess I just need the closure with this, man. That's all I want. Like, I don't care if it's, like... It doesn't need to be, you know, oh, like, I was blah, 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 we can try going out again. It all literally just needs to be a one-answer response saying, or, like, a two-word response saying, fuck you. And I'm like, all right, deuces, dude.
Just, I'm alive.
Yeah. That's all I need. And I'll be like, bam, cool. Cool, man.
I no longer have to harass your life.
Exactly, dude. I'm not harassing. I'm just bringing attention to a subject I think needs exposure. Dude. Like, remember that dude, Austin?
A little bit.
Honestly, he's the type to, like, shit backwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up straddle that fucking toilet seat. Ride that shit like a pony, dude. Like, ride that like his life depends on it, dude.
Fuck, I can't imagine that. What the fuck?
I can totally imagine it. It's just him, like, how you're normally supposed to shit on the toilet seat, except it's, like, reversed.
I know what straddling is, but it's just, I just can't see him do that.
I mean, he's gay enough to do it. Just picture it, dude. Like, picture it.
I can't.
Him. Ah, man. I'm gonna be honest, though. Like, all the girls... I feel like most of the girls I've actually had serious relations with or close to serious relationships, something's been wrong with them. You know what I mean? Like, the most sane chicks knew to stay away. That's what it feels like. Like, all the girls that seem to have some sort of problem always, like, fucking ran off. Or, no, wait. The girls with the problems decided to stay and just stay with me. And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, at first, like, my first legitimate girlfriend, it's like, looking back at it, it's like something happened to her, man. Something happened to her when she was young. Like, someone stuck a knuckle in her mouth, and she wasn't the same sense, dog. Like, she couldn't look the same way after that, man. Yeah. Or, like, licked her elbows or some wild shit, bruh. And she was gone after that, dude. Like, something happened to her, man. But honestly, though, who planned, like, it's, oh, shit, sorry. When you were in your relationship with that one girl who was, like, what, 4'11"?
She was pretty short, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the only thing, like, that was, like, one of the things that, like, turned me off on that relationship after a little while.
It's just so funny for me to, like, think about how she would want, she would bring up, like, or you'd say that, yeah, man, she brought up how we'd have our first argument. Like, how that, why would she even bring that up?
I don't know, and those were the main reasons why, like, just her bringing up random shit that shouldn't be brought up. I'm just like, I was like, what the fuck, why are you talking about this?
Like, how does that even come up in conversation?
It just comes out of nowhere.
Like, how did that happen, dude?
Literally out of nowhere. I didn't say anything about anything, saying nothing. I'm half the time when she brought it up was when I was fucking stoned.
So you don't know how to answer it.
Exactly. I was like,
and it's like the worst time. It's like, you're killing my fucking buzz.
Pretty much. That's all she did. And then, like, when she left, I had to make another bowl. Very annoyed. Because it literally killed my buzz because I had to start, like, snap at him, like, thinking, like, what the fuck am I going to talk about
now? Look. So she literally just say, like, you're just... You know, you're high.
I'm vibing.
you're vibing, you're like, you're talking, she just like,
how are we gonna fight?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't fucking know. When we get there now. Vibe.
Did you also say that she brought up like how you'd two break up, or is just how you'd fight?
How we broke up.
Why would she bring that shit up? Like, that's the last thing you want to bring up in a relationship, is like how you're going to break up, because you don't really want to think about the end. You kind of hope that it'll go where it goes and it ends how it ends. You don't want to think about how are we going to break up. Why are you playing with your Wii, dude?
I'm not playing with it.
You're touching it.
That was a weird experience. I just hope my next girlfriend's not like that. Or maybe future wife.
I hope that, like, next girlfriend isn't opposed to weed. Or, like, she may have not, may never have tried weed, you know? But wouldn't be opposed to trying it, you know?
That's how she was, though. Which is kind of nice to think about, but it's also, like... It was like a 50-50 debate on that.
Like, I don't want a straight-up stoner, but I wouldn't mind someone who's, like, maybe tried it once or twice before or has interest. Mm-hmm. Not like I'd want... Not that I would want to, get her into something, but at least, you know, like, be there for her to, like, experiment. That's not...
That's a sand.
What?
Say Sands?
No.
Oh, I thought it said Sands from Undertale. I was like, what the fuck? No. There's no Sands in your fucking thing.
It's fucking...
Another goal waiting for me at this podcast.
Dude. Remember that one time that we got, we got hella drunk playing GTA? That was fun. I mean, I feel like I would prefer getting high only because I don't feel sad doing it. I feel like, that's why I don't really like drinking as much, because I feel like I get sad and super sentimental.
Sad boy hour.
So, like, but yeah. But just imagine getting so fucked up that you wake up the next morning realizing that you're signed up to Pornhub Premium without even remember doing it.
You mentioned this on the last podcast.
Yeah. Which I don't know if I'm ever going to release that one. That's why I'm bringing it up again.
Our indefinite most posted podcast.
Our indefinitely...
Not showing up podcast.
Yeah, it's on an indefinite hiatus. But that's why. But, man, that's... My mom was going through my closet. I was afraid she'd find the Grand Marnier. And even if she did, I'd just be like, I don't know, what do you want me to tell you? Like,
my friend got it for me on my birthday.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, if she did catch me drinking or smoking weed, she would just be like, listen... I'm not really okay with you doing it, but you're kind of an adult, and you seem to be doing all right in class, and, you know, as long as you don't fuck up, you'll be good.
Anyways, we gotta wrap this up.
Yeah. So, you know, Rosemary, thanks for nothing. You know, thanks for, like, flaking on us.
Yeah. I kind of figured it was Rosemary, too, when you were saying, I got a phone interview coming in. I was like, okay, I know who this is.
Yeah. But, you know, happy 420.
Fuck yeah.
I will make sure this is uploaded on 420, because it'd be pointless to upload it any other day. But, you know, I mean, even though I didn't get high, Donovan got high, and that's the most important part.
Happy 420, you fucks. I got my delivery.
He got his emergency delivery of weed.
Yep.
Thank the man who was able to come here with no delivery charge.
Exactly.
See you on the next episode of the Loner Stoner Podcast. I don't know when that'll be. So, yeah.
Probably not for a while due to this corona quarantine.
Yeah. Dude. When in doubt, pull out. Peace out, homies.